But again, you build on each budget. And so if this year, for example, let's just say we said, well, we're not hiring any new firefighters, even though we have a new fire station that's going to be opening. What does that do? All that means is that next year, whatever additional personnel you need, you're going to have to hire them plus what you didn't do. So you need it's a balancing act, and it's trying to make sure that the services that people need are there, but that we can also afford them. You can't just overnight do these kind of things because you're in such a hole.
Yeah.
And you also want to make sure that you're not digging out just for digging out sake, that you're actually digging out to make sure that the services and the personnel that you need are actually going to be enhanced and better. You don't just need more bodies. You want to make sure that those bodies are actually performing and, you know, making things better. So it's not just throwing dollars at a problem. It's making sure that the problems are getting better, and also realizing that if you don't do it this year, the bill's going to come due. And, you know, if we would have done a penny a year, let's just say, over 10 years,
yep,
you wouldn't be looking at an 8-cent increase this year over equalized rate. So it is a challenge, but we'll get through it. We have budget public hearing March 26th. Make sure everybody shows up at Cortland High School at 6 p.m. Before that, obviously, email, come and talk to the board. Let them know what your thoughts are. And for those people who think that that doesn't matter, it absolutely matters. We absolutely listen. We talk to each other about emails we get. We talk to each other about things that people in the audience have said. Hmm. And a lot of that, at least for me, I won't speak for the rest of the board, but a lot of that does play into the final decisions I make. Can I craft this to be better? You know, so-and-so had mentioned this. That was a really good point. How can we make sure that that doesn't happen or that does happen, whatever they were speaking on? So your voices absolutely matter. You might not like the outcome because we can't vote how every single person wants us to vote. But don't think that what you say falls on deaf ears, because it absolutely doesn't.
That's so interesting, because a lot of times I'll sit there and I've heard these just like you have for years and years and years. But there always are people who come up with something and you think, I never thought of that. Or isn't that an interesting situation?
Yes.
Because especially with what you do, we always hear about, at all levels, whether it's local, state, or federal, you know, the unintended consequences.
Right.
And well, that does happen.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing, too, is that, you know, I don't think of myself as somebody that knows everything about everything and nobody else has a clue. Because that's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, and I can't stand people that think that way. Some of my best ideas come from listening to others, whether it's the rest of the board or whether it's citizens out there, or an email I get, a friend of mine that just mentions, well, why don't you do it this way? Because I'm constantly trying to make sure that the final vote that I take is the best that it could be. And I'm not just doing it just to buy time. I'm doing this because I want to make sure that our county is the best it possibly can be, and the place that people actually not only want to come and live in, but want to contribute and make it a better place too.
Public hearing on the 26th at Cortland High School. That's your chance to tell the board how you want your money spent and what you think about the budget.
Yes, and the other thing that's very important is if you can't make it there by 6, don't worry. Still show up. You know, it doesn't mean 6 o'clock is a cutoff or time, and you can't talk after that. There's plenty of people talking. Please come out. Please show up. We have three separate public hearings, actually: tax rate, budget, and the capital improvement plan. So you can talk on those. Come out, and it is incredibly important that you let us know how you feel. And again, if you can't make it there, phone calls, emails, or other board meetings that we have. If you want to show up during public presentation time and talk, we're there to listen.
Yeah, like you said, you can have an impact.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, as board members talk, you'll say, "Hey, you know, remember that guy who got up and spoke, said something."
Right, because we're your representatives, so come and tell us what you think.